So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nis'arav Kaimtza b'Kaimitz Chaverta b'Milchis Kehanim Kesherah. If the Kaimitz of one Mincha was mixed with the Kaimitz of another Mincha, or the Kaimitz was mixed with a Minchas Kehanim which is entirely burned on the Mizbeach, all agree that the mixture is to be burned on the Mizbeach, and both Menachas are kosher because Lelos and Shava, both Menachas have the same consistency of one leg Shemit per one Nisar and Tzilas. However, b'minchas kohen mashiach, b'minchas nesachim, if a kaimitz was mixed with a minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol, or with a minchas nesachim, there's a machlekes because there's an issue of shezu b'lilasa ava v'zu b'lilasa raka. The two have different consistencies. The kaimitz is thick like a dough because it has only one leg shemen per one isar and silas. While minchas kohen mashiach v'nesachim are a loose batter because they have three leg shemen per one isar and silas, v'hein boiles zumizu, and the kaimitz absorbs some shemen from the other mincha. And as the Gemara explains the Machlekes, the Chacham say, Kesheira, both Menachas are kosher, because they hold Eilen im Mevatlan Zezeh. All items that are brought on the Mizbech, such as Dam and Kaimitz, do not become bottle in one another, and therefore the Shemen of the Mincha that is absorbed by the Kaimitz does not become bottle in the Kaimitz, but rather it is still part of the original Mincha. While Reb Yehuda says, Psula, both Menachas are possible, because he holds Eilen Mevatlan Zezeh. All items that are brought on the Mizbech, such as Dam and Kaimitz, do become bottle in each other. And therefore the shemen of the mincha that is absorbed by the kaimitz does become bottle and becomes part of the kaimitz. And therefore the kaimitz becomes possible because of riba shamna. It has more than the required oil, and the mincha becomes possible because of chisur shamna. It has less than the required oil. The Gemara cites a second machlekes Rebbe Yehuda v'Chacham in the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim. Dam shenis'arav b'dam behema o b'dam achaya. If the blood of a carbon was mixed with blood from a chulin animal, the Chacham say, Rayin oisei kiluhu mayim. We consider the other blood as if it's water, and it depends on the following. If there would still be a significant color of blood in this amount of water, the mixture is kosher for zrika because the dam kachim did not become bottle. But if the mixture would not have a significant color of blood, it is possible, and the dam kachim did become bottle because they hold min b'minei bottle. Two items of the same type do become bottle in one another. While Rabbi Huda holds, in dam avat dam, even if only a drop of blood mixed with a large amount of other blood, the mixture is kosher for zrika, and the dam kachim does not become bottle because Rabbi Huda holds min b'minei in a bottle. Two items of the same type do not become bottle in one another. The Gemara explains, v'shnei mikro echad darshu. They both derive their opinions from the following pasuk of Yom Kippur. V'lokach midam apar midam asar, v'nosan al karnas mizbeach sabav. All agree that ma'arvan l'kronis. After the sheva hazayis toward the pareches, the blood of the par v'sar were mixed together before the matanas were done on the corners of the mizbeach apnimi. And, hadavi yedua, shadamishal par meruba midamishal sar. Although the dam apar is certainly more than dam asar, the dam sar does not become bottle, but right. And they disagree in the reasoning. The Chacham hold that the reason there is no bitl is only because mikan lo eilin she'im mevatlan zeh. Since both items are brought on the mizbeach, they do not become bottle in one another. And for this reason, the Chacham hold nis'arav kumtzai b'michas kain mashiach v'nesachim k'sher. But if one item was not eilin, there would be bitl because min b'min the bottle. And for this reason, the Chacham hold dam shenis'arav b'dam behemoi b'dam achaya rayin oisikil humayim. While Rabbi Huda holds that the reason there is no bittel is only because mekan lemin b'minish in the bottle. Since both items are of the same type, they do not become bottle in one another, and for this reason, Rabbi Huda holds in dam mevatl dam. But if the items were min b'she'in b'minay, there would be bittel, because oilin mevatl zezeh. And for this reason, Rabbi Huda holds in this arv kumtza b'michas kain mashiach b'nesachim psula, because both are oilin. However, the Gemara asks, even so, both menachas should be kosher, because min b'minayhu, the shemen of the mincha that is absorbed by the kaimitz does not become bottle in the shemen of the kaimitz because it is min b'minei. And Rabbi Huda holds min b'minei in a bottle. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Huda holds kol shu min b'minei v'dava achar solik es minei kimi she'enei v'she'enei minei rabo lovim avatli. In situations where minei was mixed with both minei and enei minei, as in our case, the shemen and the mincha was mixed with both the shemen and the silas in the kaimitz, we disregard the minei, the shemen and the kaimitz, and we consider the shemen and the mincha to have mixed only with enamin, the silas and the kaimitz, and therefore the shemen and the mincha becomes bottle in the majority of silas because it's min b'she'enamin. And once it is bottle, the kaimitz becomes possible because of riba shamna, it has more than the required oil, and the mincha becomes possible because of chisur shamna, it has less than the required oil.